Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi. And the Nishmas Amaras Esther Basra of Shmuel, the Gemara, and Tmura and Avdalat Amid Beis is Amar Abaye, Kol Milsa, the Amar Achmana Lo Saved, Yavid Lo Mahani. Anything that the Torah says not to do, if you did it, if one did it, Chas V'Shalom, it's effective. So Abaye held to Mahani, the Yisak Adai Dechloi Mahani. Because if you think that it's not effective, then am I lucky? And why is he getting Malkus? But the fact that he's getting Malkus for doing what the Torah told him not to do, it must be that it's effective. Rava amai loy mahani midi. Rava says, sorry, it's not effective at all. Why not? Because the Torah told him not to do it. V'hai de lucky, you know why he gets Malkus? Mishim Da'avar Amemra Derachmana, because he was over, he transgressed what the Torah said. So this is one of the most famous sugyas in Shas. Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani. According to Abaye, anything that Hashem said don't do, if he did it, it's effective. Because it wasn't effective, why is he getting Malkus? Rabbi says it's not effective, and that he gets Malkus is because he was over on what the Torah says. So we're talking about something legalistic. For example, Kohen Gadol not marrying an almana, or being makdish b'al mum. Is it effective what he did, even though the Torah told him not to? Or is it not effective? So we see from this lechora that the reason that Abaye holds the Yavid Mahani is misvara. Because if it wasn't Mahani, if it wasn't effective, then why are you giving him Malkus? He didn't do anything. Ask the Achronim. Wait a second. How did Abaye know you're getting Malkus? Maybe just like one isn't getting Malkus on a lav she'ein bo maisa. So too, one isn't getting Malkus on a lav that maybe lo mahani. So maybe in all these cases where the Torah says not to do it, maybe there's takanat Malkus. Gemara asks on Rava, Onis Shagiresh, Im Yisraelu, Machzir Vein Oloke. A man rapes a woman, he's not allowed to divorce her, he has to marry, he's not allowed to divorce her. So if he's a Yisrael, who's allowed to marry a divorcee, he takes her back, and he doesn't get Malkus. Says the Gemara, V'yamris came and davar member drachman aloki. If you say that since one is over on what the Torah says, he gets Malkus, which is what Rava holds, Pshim Dov Ramemed Rachmana, that's why he gets Malkus. Says the Gemara, Hanami Lilki, so let him get Malkus. In other words, we understand according to Abaye holds that he gets Malkus because it's effective what he did. So we understand. When he takes her back, then the Gerushin is going to be an act that was ineffective. And therefore he doesn't get Malkus. But according to the Ravid Shver, why doesn't he get Malkus? He was over on what the Torah says. You're right, he had to take her back. You're right, it was effective. You're right, it was ineffective, but he was over on what the Torah says. Since he was over on what the Torah says, by divorcing her, let him get Malkus. And just the Gemara Merlecha Rava, Shaini Hasim Domakra Kol Yamav, Kol Yamav Bamavach Zerkoi. There it's different, because the Pasuk says he can't divorce her all his days, which implies that all his days he is under obligation to arise and remarry her. So the Yisr is only divorce her permanently. So it comes out that with his act of divorce, he wasn't over the Yisr, since he's obligated to remarry her, and therefore he doesn't get Malkus. So he didn't divorce her permanently. The gedder of the Yisr is be'amud v'hachzer. He isn't considered Avraham Emad Rachmana because he has to take her back. It's only when he divorces her permanently that he's over in the Yisr, but he wasn't divorcing her permanently. Now, according to the Hava Mina, that Onet Shigiresh is included in Yavid Lomahani. As Tosfos, that we would think that the Gemara says that if he did it, it's not effective because he has to take her back. Since the gerushin isn't effective, let somebody who has bia with her be over on Eishes Ish even before he takes her back, because it wasn't effective. A kohen also, why does he yes get malchus and not take her back? Because he's a kohen, he can't take her back. If it's loy mahani, then the get wasn't effective at all. The Gemara says that onus shigireish is included in yavid lo mahani, and therefore we ask on Rava. Who holds you should get Malkus anyway, because he was over on Mehmed Rachmana, but this is a case of Yavid Lomahani. So if it's really Lomahani, then why is somebody who has Bia with her before he takes her back not over on his Rashashish? And why can't a Kohen take her back? The get wasn't Chal. And it says, Tosfos, Garrison Lamisa, Mamisa Motsim Sabal of Garrison, Umiyalachi Lomahani, Shain Shiluach Ze. Tosfos answers that we have an equation of gerushin to misa, like it says in the first comma, the first parak of Sechus Kedushin, that we have an equation from misa to gerushin to teach us that Misa is Matir the Isha, like Gerushin. And so too, we can say that Gerushin is equated to Misa, just like Misa is equated to Gerushin. Gerushin is Matir the Isha, so to Misa. So Gerushin is Hukash Lemisa, to teach us that just like Misa always is Motzi Mibal, no matter what, so to Gerushin is Motzi Mirishus Baal, no matter what, and even Onis Shegirish. And therefore it was Pashut that the Gerushin is Chal, and she's no longer an Eishes Ish. However, Lahachi Lomahani, you know why the Gemara considers it Lomahani? That it's not effective, and therefore we were cool with Abaye, who holds Lomahani, and we only had a Kashan Rava, who holds that Mahani? Shein shiluch zeh l'chol yamav sheyitzarech lehachzira. Because he wasn't sending her for all the days, he has to take her back. And as we explained, he wasn't mevatel at tzivui of the Torah. To be married to her. Because the tzivui of the Yisr of the Torah is l'chol yamav, and this woman isn't divorced l'chol yamav. He has to take her back, and therefore it's considered lo mahani. Ad kan midivrei Tosfos. But we still have to understand that pashtus lashon of iyav lo mahani is more mashma that there's no ma'ase iser klal, that the ma'ase iser isn't chal at all. In other words, according to Tosfos, what does lo mahani mean? Lo mahani means that it's not completely effective. So he has to take her back. Yeah, but that's not the pashtus of Yavid Lo mahani. Yavid Lo mahani means if he did it, it's not effective at all. And here it is partially effective because in the meantime she's not an Eish HaSish. We also have to understand the Geder that it's partially effective for Gerushin. On one hand, she's considered divorced, but it's considered Lo Mahani because he has to take her back. So is the Maisa Gerushin effective or is it not effective? Which one is it? On one hand, it's effective. In the meantime, she's not an Eish HaSish. On the other hand, it's considered Lo Mahani because he has to take her back. Sounds more like Mahani because in the meantime, they're divorced. So we have to understand that. At the end of the sugya, we don't find any case where there's a nafkamina between, there's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava, the halacha. They agree in every case. And the Gemara asks, so now that we have all these answers, and we find that in the end they agree on every case. So what hak is their machlokas? And the Gemara wants to say, their machlokas is about ribis ktutza. About interest. About the oraisa interest. Because Rabbi Lazar, and this is in accordance with Rabbi Lazar taught them, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Skusios Vidayanim, prearranged interest, which is a bit of a grasim in a Torah, is recoverable through judges, through the courts. Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Skusios is not recoverable by the judges. So Abaye holds that the interest is effective, the interest payment's effective, like Rabbi Yechanan, and therefore it's not Yotze Vidayanim. While Rabbi holds, interest must be returned, like Rebbe Lozer. In the end, the Gemara concludes, no, it's not really true. Really, they agree. Abaye and Rabbi really aren't arguing on this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar base their opinions on psukim, and it's not related to the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. So what's the difference between them? The difference between them is b'shinui kone. What does it mean, shinui kone? So one answer is there's no difference between Abaye and Rava. The only difference is how they respond to the 14 kashas over the past daf and a half. So according to Abaye, any act that's against the Torah is effective, except where the Torah says that it's not. And Rava says that a Torah act is always ineffective, unless the pasuk says that it is effective. That's one pshat in Shinui Kone. Kolpanim, there Tosus asks, in Dibur Masli Vahashta, why don't we say that they argue about Malkus? Let's see the Lashon of Tosus. Why don't we say they're arguing about this? Like if he's poda b'chor, which you can't do, or meiser, or acherim, everybody holds it's no good. as explains in the Gemara, because Rava holds it's no good, because normally called Om Rachman Allah Sabri Abid Lo Mahani, and Abayi holds that Mahani is because there's a pasuk that tells us that it's not effective. Nevertheless, Abayi holds that whenever the Torah says not to do it, if he does it, it's effective. Because if it's not effective, then why is he getting malchus? So Abaye holds that the Torah gave a punishment of malchus only where he did was effective against the Tzivui HaTorah. So why don't we say that Abaye lo laki kev lo mahani? Dachum Rabbi me dehachi am Rabbi le'el lo mahani lo laki ule Rabbi laki. We should have a remember the Rachmana. So when he tries to be Poda, Bechor, Meiser, Charomim, why don't we say that according to Abaye, he's not getting Malchus because Lo Mahani. And according to Rava, he is getting Malchus. So why don't we say that that's their Machlokas? They're arguing about Malchus. Abaye holds that in this case, they're are no Malchus because it was Lo Mahani. And Rava holds that even though Lo Mahani doesn't matter, Rava remembered Rachmana, he tried to be Poda. However, if you look at the Tziurim, if you look at the cases in the Gemara, that the Gemara wants to be told of the Machlokas Abaye and Rava, in various cases in the Gemara, it goes through step by step. It's very clear that their argument is not merely about Malchus. They're not even arguing about Isurim necessarily that have Malchus, because the Gemara is also talking about Isurim that are only Assays, that, for example, Hatorim and Arah Alayofe, that are derived from Mikol Chelbo. According to Rashi, to Labava Mechlal Esei, that I'll call upon him, there's going to be no Malchus, Lekulei Alma, when somebody is Torahing from the bad and the good. So that can't be the Machlokas. They also have Machlokas about Peya, which is only an Asei. So their machlokas is not going to be necessarily about Malchus alone, because they're arguing about cases where there is no Malchus. There are no Malchus. So it's muchach that their ikar machlokas is besvara. If Milsa da'omer Rachmana lo saved yavid mahani o lo? And they're arguing on all types of isurin. Whether there are Malchus, whether they're not Malchus, even isuri asay. That being the case, we have to understand Abaye. Why does Abaye say, Disa al-Kadaita Chulei Mahani, am I lucky? Because Abaye holds, Abaye would say that he's even arguing in cases where there's no Malchus. He even says Lo Mahani in cases where there's no Malchus. He even says Mahani in cases where there are no Malchus. So what's his lashon of Yisak Adaitach Loi Mahani, am I lucky? He's not only arguing about cases of Malchus. So these are a number of questions that we have to deal with. And V'siyata Dishmaya B'Yotzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shir, we will plow forward and we will further investigate to this sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.